You're listening to Asheville FM at WSFM LP 103.3 Asheville. This is the Asheville FM News Hour. I'm news team correspondent Emma Hutchins, and today I'm joined in the studio by Janisha Slaughter and Sarah Mears. Aaron Mears, welcome.
Thank you so much for having us.
Yeah, I'm happy to be here today.
I invited you to sit down with me today because I know that there have been several pieces of legislation introduced at the state level that will address voter laws in the coming elections. And I was wondering if you could bring us up to speed about what has been going on.
So it's been a super messy situation. So I can kind of run through what the six amendments that are about to be on North Carolinians' ballot this fall. And then I can let our friend turn here, Sarah, kind of break down why those amendments are on the ballot and what this, how this plays into the overall strategy of our legislators. So there's six amendments on the ballot. And the reason that there's six, as opposed to this just being bills, as this is usually how policy changes, is because the legislators in power right now know what they're doing is wrong. They know that it's tyrannical, and they know it would be easy to overturn if it was a bill. So since they have a supermajority, they're using this before the 2018 elections, which they're expecting that whiplash in the aftermath of the 2016 election. They know they're going to lose power. So they're trying to put these six amendments on the ballot to kind of try to hold stead to their power after they lose that majority, which is likely to happen this fall, because constitutional amendments are 1,200 times harder to overturn than a bill. A lot of the people in our circles are actually saying, like, darn near impossible. So what we're seeing on the ballot this year is going to be six amendments. One of them is going to be about the right to hunt and fish and go after wildlife. One of them is about the victims' rights of crimes, and that's Marcy's Law. Another one is about the State Board of Ethics and Elections. The fourth one is about income tax and putting that cap at 7% forever. And then the fifth one is going to be about legislators being able to fill in judicial vacancies, which is, in our words, is merit selection. And Sarah's going to talk about why that's wrong. And then the sixth one is the big one that we as Democracy North Carolina are super, super motivated to try to stop from going through, which is that nasty, nasty voter ID amendment. So, like I said, I'm going to toss it to Sarah to kind of talk about the implications of all these.
Okay, so as Janisha said, there's six on the ballot. Democracy North Carolina is primarily concerned with three of them: the right to hunt, fish, and harvest wildlife, rights of the victim of the crime, and the tax rate are all extremely important, but they are slippery slopes and tend to be difficult to discuss with a variety of folks. So we will be, as an organization, focusing on the State Board of Elections and Ethics Enforcement, the merit selection for judicial vacancies, and the voter ID law. So some of the difficulties with these is that every single election or every single amendment you'll see on the ballot this fall is extremely vague. It's going to be in a for against referendum style, and no amendment is more than a sentence. This is done extremely purposefully because when you condense all of this information into one sentence, a lot of them sound very common sense, like something that just is second nature to pass. But they're a lot more in depth than that. They did that purposely to try to confuse a lot of the constituents across the state. Along with that, they know that amendments are hard to overturn and that usually this is done legislatively, which is part of why they're taking this approach. Specifically focusing on the voter ID one, which is Democracy North Carolina's biggest concern going into the fall, is that our legislators are arguing that this is very mainstream. You see voter ID everywhere. You see it in other states, whatever. That, at the end of the day, is not the truth. This is extreme. There is only one other state that has a voter ID requirement in their state constitution, and that's Mississippi. So when they tell you that this is mainstream and we just need to get with the rest of the country, make sure that you know that this is extreme. It doesn't need to be in our constitution. It's a sham used to disenfranchise some of the most important voices in the state. I'll let Janisha articulate further on any of those if they'd like.
I think that Sarah did a really great job of hitting on all the points. The only thing I would add is people may have remembered a couple of years ago when North Carolina became like the butt end of a lot of commentary and jokes, honestly, for our nasty, what it was called, monster voter ID law, because it was a direct reversal of things that people have fought for decades in terms of the civil rights movement advances for voting rights. And the Supreme Court actually overturned that monster ID law with, and this is a quote, by saying that African Americans were targeted with almost surgical precision. And so for them to have already been told no, and to circle back and do this again, this is nasty. This is underhanded. This is just everything that democracy is not supposed to be. We didn't really talk about the merit selection of judges. So one of my favorite New York Times articles says, judges throw out the maps, so the legislators throw out the judges. And that's a response to the fact that judges were the only obstacle between legislators seizing full power through their gerrymandering, which is when they were picking the people who would decide they would be in power. And we know how that looks. Like, what if football teams were able to draw the lines on the football field? That's exactly what the legislators were doing. So because the judges have, thanks to that whole balance of powers things and separation of powers, since they've repeatedly stopped our legislators from putting through some pretty oppressive legislation, the legislators are like, well, fine, we'll just dump you. So that's why this merit selection is so scary. It's like a hostile takeover of the judicial branch of the government by the legislative branch. So between the fact that our legislators are wasting money on something that they've been told on a federal level is illegal and racist and is white supremacist and is undemocratic with that voter ID bill, and they're trying to do it as a constitution, and with the whole merit selection issue of they are trying to put into power the people that will tell them what to do. And like we see on the state level, we see on the federal level. So if you've been pissed off about that at the national level, then it might be time to kind of look in your own backyard and realize that the same scary stuff is happening. It's just not making it to the national news.
Yeah, at the end of the day, all six of these amendments are going to be on our ballot because it's a political power grab. These are purposefully vague because our legislators want us to write them a blank check so that after we give them the consent to do this, they can fill in all of the blanks and all of the information without our permission.
So what tools are available or do you anticipate being available for voters to help them interpret some of the language that they'll be seeing on their ballot when the time comes?
For starters, Democracy North Carolina, along with a lot of other partner organizations throughout the state, will be launching an educational campaign moving into the fall. We'll be producing a wide variety of materials that will help everyday voters not only be aware of this, but understand it and decide what steps they need to take next. We intend to be all over the state and get as many people as possible out to vote this November.
If folks want to learn more about the work that you do and access the resources that you create, where can they find those?
So you can always go to our general website, democracync.org. But if you're specifically concerned with the amendments, we have a short link, which is demnc.co/fairvotes, where you'll be able to read the text of all the amendments and what our stance on all of them is. And in the if you're in the Asheville area in the near future, you are more than welcome to attend our Democracy North Carolina Coalition meeting this Monday night at 6 p.m. in the Wesley Grant Center.
I was just having a conversation with our WNC organizer, Darlene, and she was talking about how a person from another country and her had a conversation about democracy and the sentiments on it in her country versus the sentiments on democracy in our country. And the person from not the U.S. was talking about how few people participate here and how little faith we have in our democracy. And that person really encouraged us to remember the fact that, like, these are rights that were fought for so long. And while things are tough, they are very, very tough right now, no one ever wants to undermine this, we still have the power to participate. We still have the power to speak out against this. So we get to go on these radio shows. We get to talk to our friends. We get to post on our social media. We get to put our yard signs up. We get to distribute the materials. We still get to participate and resist this. So at the end of the day, it's just exercising that power. But first, we have to recognize we have it. So just trying to, in the midst of all the depressing stuff, remember the shiny stuff, which is like, you got to fight for your rights, and we're going to.
Thank you for the work that you're doing and fighting that fight. And Asheville voters will need to stay tuned for more information about how voting will be changing in Asheville as well. So we'll be sure to check in with you all and provide information on that as it comes. But I have a very basic question, which in these legislative times isn't so basic. When will people be voting next?
So due to some recent changes with early voting, we know now that we will have 17 days of early voting, which starts on, I believe, October 18th and runs through November 3rd. And then the actual general election day will be November 6th.
Thank you both so much for all the information that you brought us today and for the work that Democracy North Carolina is doing all over the state. And we'll be talking to you a lot this year and next year, I believe. So thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you.
Democracy North Carolina is a nonpartisan organization that uses research, organizing, and advocacy to increase voter participation, reduce the influence of big money in politics, and achieve a government that is truly of the people, by the people, and for the people. Democracy North Carolina is a nonpartisan nonprofit organization, and you can learn more about their work at democracync.org.